The start certainly wasn't ideal, but rebounding quick is something that could go a long way in the learning process for the Sioux Greyhounds. The Greyhounds fell behind by a pair of goals through 20 minutes before scoring 6 of the next 7 goals in the game to pick up a 6-3 Ontario Hockey League win over the Barrie Colts on Thursday night at Sadlin Arena. For Greyhounds coach John Dean, responding to the early deficit happened early on after the Colts opened the scoring in the first minute of the game. "The response was great," Dean said. "The response happened immediately. I really enjoyed our first period. We directed a lot of shots at their net. We had a difficult time blocking shots and they had a lot of chances, don't get me wrong. Even at the end of the first, there wasn't a lot of panic in our group. I was impressed with our leadership and how they kept the group calm, and we took over in the second period." Dean added that a game like Thursday's is one that could have a good effect on the confidence of the group. "When something like tonight happens, it gives the collective group a belief that, no matter what's going on in the game, that we have an opportunity to win," Dean said. "When you start believing that as a group and don't let anything bother you, it makes for a fun season, especially in junior hockey." A pair of overage forwards led the way offensively for the Greyhounds as Ty Cartai scored 3 times while Cole McKay chipped in with a goal and 3 assists in the win. Dean credited the team for bouncing back after a loss on Saturday night against Sudbury in which, to a man, everyone had some sort of contribution tonight, Dean said. "We looked like a team with purpose tonight. We had no purpose against Sudbury. We looked like a team that knew what we were trying to accomplish." Cartai called the comeback the more exciting part of the game over his 3-goal night. "I'm just glad to help contribute," Cartai added. McKay called the win awesome. "This early in the season, you don't know how the guys are going to respond," McKay added. "I was really proud of all of the guys and the way we responded to being down 1 really early." The Colts opened the scoring just 10 seconds in as import forward Oscar Olason beat Robert Kalisti in the slot before sliding the puck past Greyhounds starter Samuel Ivanov to give Barry the lead. The Colts would go up by a pair in the final minute of the period as Ethan Cardwell scored on a rebound after Nathan Allinson's initial shot was stopped by Ivanov. "Not much," Cartai said when asked what was said between periods. "We know that if we play our game and work hard, we can be a really good team." The Greyhounds got on the board in the opening minute of the second period when rookie defenseman Luke Brzustowski got his first goal marker 59 seconds into the frame with a point shot through traffic in the slot, beating Colts starter Matthew Sobracka. "It was a scramble in the high slot, and I saw the puck come loose," Brzustowski said. "I just jumped in from the point and tried to put it on net. I didn't really aim it, I just tried to get it through." Cartai tied the game midway through the period with a power play goal, finishing off a passing play in the slot after taking a feed from McKay off to the side of the Barrie goal. Barrie appeared to take the lead just over 3 minutes into the third when Cardwell scored on a rebound, but the play was challenged and overturned due to goalie interference. Dean credited Greyhounds video coach Ryan Dumoulin for catching it and notifying the bench at the time. "He called it down and took a pretty aggressive stance on it and told us we had to make the call," Dean said. "Obviously that's a huge turning point in the game." Just 21 seconds later, Cartai gave the Greyhounds the lead on the power play as he grabbed a loose puck in the slot and beat Sobracka stickside. Just 14 seconds later, on the second half of a double minor penalty to the Colts, McKay gave the Greyhounds a 4-2 lead as he redirected a pass from Rory Karens past Sobracka at 3:43 of the third. Barrie cut the lead to 1 just under 9 minutes into the period as Jacob Froska deflected a point shot by Brant Clark past Ivanov on the power play. Cartai picked up his 3rd of the night on the power play with 3:01 to go in regulation time as he took a feed in the left circle from McKay and beat Sobracka high short, stick, side. Bryce McConnell Barker capped off the scoring with an empty net goal in the final minute. The Greyhounds finished the night with 4 power play goals on 6 attempts in the win. "We were all on the same page and we put in some extra work after practice all the time," Cartai said of the power play. "Everything just clicked today. For our power play to dominate like that, what a performance," Dean added, also crediting the Greyhounds' penalty kill in the win, which held the Colts at bay on a 4-minute power play with the game close early in the third period. Ivanov finished the night with 33 saves for the Greyhounds. "Sammy played great and what a credit to him for a first-year goaltender to let in a goal like that," to start the game, and rally the rest of the game, Dean said. We gave up a lot of chances tonight. It wasn't a work of art, but it's pretty impressive the mental focus he showed to bounce back. Sobraka made 22 saves for the Colts. The game marked a return to the lineup for rookie forward Owen Allard, who was injured during last Friday's regular season opener against North Bay before sitting out Saturday's contest against Sudbury. Thursday's game saw a return to the lineup for Clark for the Colts. The Los Angeles Kings prospect missed Barry's opening two games due to mononucleosis and assisted on a pair of goals in his return to the lineup. The Greyhounds returned to action on Friday night on the road against the Guelph Storm before wrapping up the weekend in Owen Sound against the Attack on Saturday night. Earlier in the day Thursday, the Greyhounds dealt overage forward Joe Carroll to the Peterborough Petes in exchange for 3 draft picks. Carroll joined the Petes and was in the lineup on Thursday night as the team faced the Sudbury Wolves in Peterborough and was penciled in on a line with rookie forwards Ryan Gagner and Zach Lewis. Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes also confirmed that overage forward Alex Johnston had passed through waivers, meaning the overage situation is set with Kalisti, Kartai, and McKay serving as the team's 3 overage players going forward.